Hey, what's up, guys? Before we get started with the show, I just want to remind everyone to join the Patreon on iTunes. You're just going to hear about 10 to 15 minutes of the episode. To get the full episode, go to patreon.com/mpga for the full episodes for $1 a month. That's $1 a month. You get the audio and you get the video every single week. It's patreon.com/mpga. Also, in the show notes, if anyone can donate, I'd really appreciate it. My father-in-law is just getting over cancer, and as he's trying to find a job that he was let go of from his job, his wife fell down the porch stairs, shattered 3 vertebrae, 12 to 18 months, needs to learn how to walk again. It's a mess. So it's going to be in the show notes. Whatever you can give, if anything, I'd really appreciate it. Now on to the show. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
Well, we had a great episode last week. We had a great time. Great Patreon, Perfect 10, live show, great show in Las Vegas. So now I'm back at my club in New Jersey, just doing a regular episode while the country goes straight to hell.
Happy Easter. Did you enjoy Easter?
Easter was, it's tough to... You try to be very spiritual, very positive, very thoughtful on a beautiful day like Easter, which is, of course, one of our sacred days for Christians, like me, by the way.
Yes.
But when you have haters and people trying to destroy a country, it's very tough, you know, not to focus on horrible pieces of shit and truth. Many truths on Truth Social about them. So, you know, they're really ruining my Easter, which is why as soon as I'm back in the White House, less than a year, how about that? You know, we'll just, on Easter, we'll feed haters to the lions and to, you know, crocodiles and all sorts of things. And we can have like more of a nice time. How about a nice time? Wouldn't it be nice to have a nice time?
It would be nice. Did you go
Remember
to church?
The Beach Boys?
Yes.
Beach Boys, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if Sleepy Joe died? Then I'd be president again. We wouldn't have to deal with radical leftists. We could just have sex with our wife's friends. And I'll never give up the White House. And I will... I will think of one of the lyrics.
It was still really good. That was still really good, Mr. President.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Now,
never hear Sleepy Joe do bars.
No.
I don't think he can. He has to put shower bars. He has to put bars in his shower so he can stand up. That's the only bars Sleepy Joe has.
Did you go to church for Easter?
No, that's not really necessary from my sort of branch of Trump Christianity. You know, by the way, what could be more about church than selling Bibles? If I'm selling Bibles, do I really need to go to church?
Well, I figure you would go to church and bring your Bible with you.
Well, you remember Rob Zombie? He had a song, More Human Than Human. I'm more Bible than Bible. More Bible than Bible. You know, it's like more of a heavy metal song, not as bars,
yes.
Not as much bars. Do, 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 do.
Did you have an Easter dinner with your family?
Well, we had, what did we have? I had some dinner, a light dinner with Ivanka, and that was very nice. But mostly, you know, there's a lot to do. You know, you'd be surprised when you're running for president. There's a lot of business. The business doesn't stop.
I know an Easter egg hunt is very popular. Do you set up an Easter egg hunt for your grandchildren?
Well, you know, that's actually what I called Joe Biden, an Easter egg cunt.
don't think that could be a title, but that's good.
Wasn't that what you said?
No, an Easter egg hunt.
What did I
Like
say?
H, you took the H and put a C in there.
No, gun. Easter egg cunt. You said it first. You said it, Easter egg cunt.
No, Easter egg hunt. Hunt. It's when the children go around and depending how
Oh, so the sea is silent.
yes, it's a silent C. I took my children to this farm and it really wasn't a hunt. It was more eggs in a field. You just run and pick them up with it's a money grab for this farm. And these eggs were a bunch of temporary tattoos and bracelets. That was it. It was garbage. But my kids enjoyed it. They don't have anything with a Mar-a-Lago Easter egg hunt.
I mean, obviously Roger Stone's wife comes every Easter for the Easter egg hunt.
How is the Easter egg hunt done with her?
But you'd be surprised how much you can hide in there.
Hoping the children don't participate.
No, the men use their penises to find the eggs in her cunt. That's why it's the Easter egg cunt.
Understood.
This is not going to pass the censors, by the way. This is one of those explicit. I think they're going to call this an explicit episode because
Yes.
they want to ban free speech. That's what they want to do. Big Tech and Sleepy Joe, they want to ban free speech.
What are your thoughts on the Easter Bunny?
Gay.
That's it.
No,
Do you
I think he's gay. He's very gay. He's like a bachelor bunny. You know, bunnies are famous for their strong sex. You know, they have a
Yes.
lot of sex. And yet the Easter bunny is always just showing up like a Lindsey Graham, just shows up sort of by himself, you know, very festive, not very interested in the other female bunnies, just sort of, you know, hanging around, you know, looking at the president, looking at the dress of the first lady, like a very sort of flamboyant and frankly weak sort of character.
Do you think that children should be getting a gift for Easter, like Christmas, where the Easter Bunny brings you a present? Have you ever heard of that? I never heard of that.
It sounds like a left wing thing. That sounds like a left wing to destroy our great holidays. Now, it's interesting enough that we just do candy, but okay, it's a little thing. It's a treat because it's a big holiday. But presents, that's Christmas's territory. And Shaka Khan, also for your people.
Yes, Shaka Khan. Now, also today is April 1st, first episode of the month, and it also April Fools. Did you play any jokes on anyone in your life today for April Fools?
No, I used to play very strong April Fool's jokes, probably better than just about anybody. But we decided that the country is in too much danger. It's in too much danger, so we've postponed indefinitely April Fool's jokes.
Can you share like one of the best April Fool's pranks that you ever did?
Well, sure. It was 1985, and I was sleeping with a very beautiful Playboy playmate. And she said, "Are you wearing a condom?" And I said, "Yes." And I wasn't. And then I don't do pull out. Pull out is for weak people. So I left it in there very strongly for the whole time. And she said, "Wait a second. You're not wearing a condom." And I said, "April Fool's." And she said, "It's September 10th." And I said, "That's why it's more surprising. That's why it's a better joke." I sort of held it. I like kept it in my back pocket, the April Fool's joke, until September. Because how tech stuff, imagine how much more surprised somebody is to get an April Fool's joke on September 10th.
Is a very, very surprising and sneaky for sure. Very well planned.
But then she showed up. She showed up to see me on April 1st, the next year. Very big belly. She said, "I'm pregnant." I'm going to have a baby soon. And I said to her, well, I'll do, I'll help take care of it. And then she had the kid. And I said, remember when I told you I'd take care of it? That was April Fool's. See, I didn't hold it back that time. I did it very right in the moment. And then she said, no, you have to pay for this. And I said, well, get in this car.